Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Blink 10, blink 20, blink 32, or picture my life? Well, folks, the first thing you'd see coming into my office was part of a desk and paper piles tilted, crashed, swirling atop the barely can be seen gray formica, and big swirly white splotches with some order, more disorder everywhere across the bluish-greenish carpet, like chunks of something hurtling somewhere after the Big Bang. Yes, my office could be described as messy, capital M, but someone recently described it as cozy, too. And after a long time thinking and committing and talking about a major league cleanup pickup coming soon, I came in Sunday, wheeled in the gargantuan industrial-size recycling bin, and launched. Near the top of a relatively new pile, teetering on the far left edge of the desk extension, a certificate. Congratulations on your 30 years of dedicated service to Upstate. Wow. In this office, 30 years. And this certificate in this pile, almost two. A saver? Nah. Into the bin. Ah. Moving left to right across the piles. 4 hours later, I'm digging down the geological strata of my career, scanning, sorting, tossing another certificate. Congratulations on your 20 years of service to Upstate. In that pile, 12 years. Now, some people would unkindly call me a pack rat or would give me a neat but nasty diagnostic category label like hoarder. But that isn't me. Neatness counts, but just hasn't been high on my list. What's been higher? My wife and I making our house, making the kids, cooing and cuddling and changing the diapers, the PTO and homework, the kids' soccer, cross-country, lacrosse, baseball, are all of us running, designing, building and painting the clubhouse behind the garage, SATs, college visits, tearful graduations, joyful parents' weekends. And sure, my work, our work, and the papers and piles have been the lingering snowfall of this often very gratifying work life. The archives of this published paper and that big presentation, this client or colleague or student or couple or group. But cool. Here's the picture taken by Pammy, a.k.a. Mommy, of me and the boys, us proud, exhausted construction workers in the doorway of the just-finished clubhouse that was planned to take one weekend but took 10 or 20 or maybe 32. Who knows or cares? And here's the picture of our wild youngins that hot, hot, hot day when it suddenly thunderboomed and poured and they exploded out the back door into the full, drenching, head tilted, mouth open, drinking wet of it, and jumped and splashed and danced, laughing and squealing and shouting, then gasping and grinning gargantually, stilled for a split moment, beaming up for me at the top of the stairs. I can still see us all. Smile! Now, those are keepers. Moral of the story? Filing less and piling quick to play more was sunshower brilliant for me and us. Let's not apologize for our swirling order disorder. Only accept enough shame to stay out of jail. Swim mightily in the ticking by time drops of our lives because papers get recycled, but love flows forever. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.